السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, all praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Our topic and subject for today is the importance and virtues of Dhikrullah, remembering Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, Fadhkuruni Adhkurkum, you remember me and I will remember you, meaning that Almighty Allah never ever forgets. Pawama kana rabbuka nasiya, but Almighty Allah will take our names. There by the malaika and the angels and the creation will know that this person is from the Zakirin and those people who remember Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. The importance of zikr can be understood from these three verses. Number one, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dhkurullaha dhikran kathira. O you who believe, remember Almighty Allah abundantly and profusely. For no other action in the Quran Sharif did Almighty Allah use the word kathira, except for Zikrullah, abundantly, profusely, no action beside the Zikr of Allah. وَذَاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَذَاكِرَاتٍ, those male and female who remember Almighty Allah abundantly and profusely. Secondly, today the whole world is speaking of peace and tranquility, but they can't find peace. Always it is something elusive that they can't achieve. Because the Quran teaches us, Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Remember, behold, in the zikr of Allah, remembrance of Allah, the hearts will find peace and contentment. Today's human being, secularism, capitalism has got a hold of them, and they only worried of the physical body, but the spiritual side they have neglected it. Therefore, physically we are overindulging, and we find people are obese and have to go on diet, and spiritually they are undernourished and malnourished. So Islam speaks of this. Quran Kareem says, Wala dhikrullahi akbar, and the remembrance of Allah is the biggest and the greatest thing. And for the zikr of Allah, no conditions are mentioned. Alladhina yadhkuruna Allah qiyaman wa qu'udan wa ala junubihim, and remember Almighty Allah standing, sitting, reclining, any posture, any position. In bed also we can make zikrullah. While we are traveling also, in the shop, at the job, so the tongue can be moist with the remembrance and zikr of Almighty Allah. Hence we find, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ, you make my zikr and I will mention your name, O Zakir, O Zakira, O male, female making zikr. Ulama have written, فَذْكُرُونِي, that O human being, that you remember me, بِالْمَعْذِرَا, and I will remember you, بِالْمَغْفِرَا, I will forgive you. What is ma'zira? Ya Allah, I am guilty as charged. Ya Allah, there are no mitigating circumstances. Ya Allah, I admit to my vices. It is my own human weakness. The shaitan got better of me. My desires got better of me. So fadhkuruni bil ma'zira. So remember that you remember, that we remember Almighty Allah, that we appeal to Allah, and Allah Ta'ala, we admit and confess to our vices and sins, and Allah Ta'ala will announce, I have forgiven him. Number one, fadhkuruni adhkurkum, fadhkuruni bil mujahada, and adhkurkum bil mushahada. Remember that you make my zikr with mujahada. You suppress your desires. You fight what society demands from you. You oppose them. And you don't worry of what majority say. We worry what the Quran Kareem and the Sunnah and Islam teaches us. We don't have to curry favor with people. And then we are opposing the shaitan and his cronies as well. then Allah will grant us mushahada. Tomorrow in Jannah and Paradise, we see Bari Ta'ala, we see the countenance of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. Third one, fadhkuruni bil bukur and adhkurkum bil hur, that you remember me in the early part of the morning, tahajjud time, sihri time, suhoor time, wa bil ashari hum yastaghfirun, at suhoor time, sihri time, before fajr time starts, so we are making istighfar, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah rabbi min kulli dhanbin wa atubu ilay, and I will remember you, that I will bless you. Bilhur, you will get the hurin, the beautiful damsels of Jannah and the joys of Jannah. Imagine. So that is how Almighty Allah Jalla wala will bless us. Fadhkuruni bil inaba and adhkurkum bil ijaba, that you must turn to me and don't put your trust and place your trust on people. Turn to me and I will sort out and assist you in your time of difficulty. Then adhkurukum bil ijaba, and I will answer your prayers. So it shows that Almighty Allah is always there for us. We have to take the initiative. Fadhkuruni, and remember that, O human being, that you remember me. Fil khalwa, in privacy, and I will remember you also there. Meaning that I will bil jalwa, and I will announce about you in public also, but because you are the maqbool servant of Allah, so Allah Ta'ala will take our name, remember, in that elite, in that group of malaika and so forth. So all this we find that Almighty Allah's benevolence and mercy and so forth. So we must just remember Allah, make zikr of Allah, make time, tilawat of Quran, wa aqimis salata li dhikri, establish salat for the dhikr of Allah, istighfar. Today we don't have time to make istighfar, but Quran teaches us it is a win-win situation. When a person, nation makes istighfar, the following will happen. A person came to Imam Hassan al-Basri and said, we don't have water, we're suffering from drought. He said, make istighfar. Another person came, he said, he doesn't have children. He said, make istighfar. The third person came, he said, his business is going down. He said, make istighfar. The student was surprised. He said, three different people with three different questions. You gave one answer. He, al-Imam al-Hassan al-Basri, the sage of the age, said, Ama qara'atul Quran? You didn't read the Quran? Istaghfiru rabbakum, make istighfar to your sustainer, nourisher. Innahu kana ghaffara, Allah Jalla wa Ala is ghaffar, very, very forgiving. Yursili sama alaykum midrara. Almighty Allah will send the rains, the beneficial rain. Wa yumdidkum bi amwal, Allah will increase your wealth. Wa baneen, Allah will bless you with children. These are the worldly benefits. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتِ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا, Allah will grant you the gardens of paradise, the rivulets of paradise, the streams of paradise. Yet another place, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ, and remember that Allah will not punish people as long as they make abundant istighfar. So tilawat of Quran is very important. Our five salat is very important. And then salawat and durood sharif upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is excellent at all times and more so on a Friday. And remember that istighfar, I just gave you the benefits now. Then the zikr, afdalu zikri la ilaha illallah, the hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the best zikr is la ilaha illallah. So each one of us, la yazalu lisanuka ratban bi dhikrillah. One sahabi said, give me advice ya Rasulullah. The master alayhi salam said, keep your tongue moist with the remembrance and zikr of Allah. The hadith in Mishkat Sharif, may Almighty Allah make us min Zakirin Allah kathira wa zakirat, from those men and women who remember Almighty Allah abundantly, profusely. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.